107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always a pleasure to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, and Sydney joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. Now, Sydney, this weather this week and for the past weekend has been up and down. We've had warm days, rainy days, cold days. What have you got as our recipe of the week for this week?
I know, Jamie. Well, it looks like we might be in for some more snow this weekend. So this week's recipe is a twist on a hearty comfort food because I think we could all use a little bit of that right now with this inconsistent weather. And it's perfect for a snowy day. It's called one pot pierogi lasagna.
Wow, I like the sounds of this. This sounds like a nice comfort dish in these winter months. Sydney, take it away.
Absolutely. So this recipe is really perfect for using up that box of frozen pierogies that might be lurking at the back of your freezer. And it's a really great example of how we can add in some veggies and make nutritious meals out of freezer staples that we might already have on hand. So to start, you're going to cook some minced garlic, diced onions, sliced mushrooms, and 2 cups of baby spinach in about a tablespoon of olive oil over medium heat until those are softened, about 3 to 5 minutes. Then remove those from the heat and set aside. Then spread pasta sauce in the bottom of an oven-proof dish, such as a Dutch oven. Spoon half of the vegetable mixture over top and sprinkle with fresh basil leaves. Add a layer of ricotta cheese over top of that, and then place a layer of your frozen pierogies on top. Repeat that layering one more time, then spread any remaining pasta sauce at the very top of your pierogi lasagna and sprinkle with a layer of shredded mozzarella cheese, then bake in a 350-degree oven for about 45 minutes, and you can finish it off under the broiler for about 2 minutes if you like that extra gooey cheese on top. Then just let it stand for 15 minutes before serving, and voila, a hearty but still nutritious comfort food meal, perfect for a cold winter's day.
It sounds great. We'll have that, of course, on our website, mystratfordnow.com, or, of course, follow links and details on our Facebook page and Twitter, One Pot Pierogi Lasagna. There you go. That just warms you up for sure during these winter months. Got to check out Sydney Brennan's Facebook page. Sydney, you've got some great information on your Facebook page, and the one that says, My Diet Starts Tomorrow, sound familiar. Can you talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. So that post is actually mentioning a webinar that I have coming up on March 1st from 7 to 8 p.m. It's called Ditch the Diet, and it's about, you know, why diets don't work, and if you're interested in learning how you can eat in a way that honors both your health and your taste buds without having to track portions or count calories, then I'd really recommend that you check that out. The link is on that post, where you can sign up, and you get 10,000 PC Optimum points back as well for signing up for that webinar. So it's a really great offer we have on right now.
Oh, for sure. There you go. Great information with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. And Sydney, again, thanks for our recipe of the week and plans for the weekend. Have the kittens been wanting to get out with the milder weather that we've had?
They have. They've been sticking their noses at the door when we come inside, and we did have the windows open on some of those warmer days with the birds chirping, and they were pretty much stuck to the window all day long. So I think they might have some spring fever.
Yeah, but through this weekend, it could be a different situation, up and down, but there you go. Well, stay warm and stay safe and dry, and enjoy our recipe of the week. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Stay warm this weekend.